The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Great quality food for less.
On the show, rugby ledge. Are you into rugby?
I am.
We are now for this. For the purpose of this interview.
Biggest fan in the world.
You are. Irish ledge, Simon Sebo! How are you, man?
I'm great, thanks. How are you keeping?
Not too bad at all. And listen, just to let us know, our computer screen says you're in China, but you're not, are you?
Actually, no, sorry, now it says you're on the moon. I like it.
In Dunleary, unfortunately. Not as glamorous, but still quite nice.
Fair enough. So listen, how's your season been going so far?
Yeah, the season's been good. We've finished off the Irish campaign with the Six Nations win, which was
excellent,
very exciting. And now we're back to Munster and focusing on collecting the Guinness Pro 12, which, we've got a few big games coming up. Hopefully we can take care of that.
That would be nice. I have to say, the end of the Six Nations there in Murrayfield, to watch France beat England in the last 9 seconds. There's a great, I don't know, you'll know the guy, but it was one of the French lads when the final whistle went. He jumped up like France had won it. France had been beaten by England, hammered by England, but he was so delighted that England weren't winning it. It was going to Ireland. Who was that guy? Do you know who he was?
Yeah, I think it was Rory Cockett, the scrum half.
Good man.
Yeah, it was a special moment. And actually, for fans of this, or people who listen to this show a lot, Simon, we have a feature that we call Your Some Laugh, where we have a celebrity laughing, and it runs for ages, and we have one that ran for a couple of months, and it turns out it was actually yourself.
Oh, very good.
Mm. There you go.
I'm honoured. Thanks very much.
No problem. You. Royalty. 2FM royalty, ourselves. So, Simon, tell us a little bit about Wings for Life.
Yeah, well, the Wings for Life is just this massive race that's taking part all over the world in 35 different countries, with thousands of people running in this, all in aid of spinal cord injury. And, you know, these injuries would quite relate to my sport, which would which has encouraged me to get involved in, you know, and I'm very excited to take part in the race and run up against the likes of Bernard Brogan and Joe Canning and hopefully beat them quite comfortably.
Not only that, though. Have you ever tried to race a car, though, before? Because it's got to be a catcher car that will take off kind of after you guys have taken off. I haven't actually seen the race before, so it's kind of confusing. Is this gonna follow you? You've got to try and beat the car?
I don't think I'll be able to beat the car, but hopefully it just comes up alongside us and gives us encouragement and pushes us along to run that faster. But I know it'll be a great event, and we get a big turnout and see everybody out showing their support towards the spinal cord injury.
I reckon, Simon, you can just pick the car up. You rugby players are big lad. Just pick it up, put it on your shoulder, and run with it. So what's the difference?
Yeah, I wouldn't be as strong as some of the other fellas, but I'll do my best to run.
Get Paul O'Connell. Quick, Paul, we need your help. Lift the car, will you, for God's sake?
Yeah, I'm sure he would, the lunatic.
But it's a pretty cool idea, though, isn't it? Everyone, like, at the same time, around countries around the world doing this, and obviously for a great cause.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, it's a global race, and, you know, from my background anyway, you know, I've seen so many injuries with, you know, people like Felix Jones have had spinal cord injuries who've come close to retirement. There's, like, people who've had to retire in Australia, Pat McKay broken his neck twice, and you hear people like Ruby Walsh and jockeys picking up injuries of a similar nature. So, you know, I think from a sporting sense, there's going to be a lot of support shown, and hopefully from all the other people that are going to get involved in the race, they can show their support too, because it is for a great cause, and it's going to be a great event if it's a nice sunny day. So fingers crossed for that.
Absolutely. I remember watching a documentary actually on one of the UK channels, and there was an English guy who had played for England, and I think he played for England under 21. And he got a bad spinal cord injury, and he was in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. And they did a documentary on him. Actually, Michael Vaughan, the cricketer, presented it. And it's heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking to watch. But so this charity is obviously very, very important. Now, when you look at the rugby lads, all you boys, compared to the soccer lads, what is it about the rugby lads that are able, it takes a tank to put them down, and they still get up with their heads hanging off, and the soccer lads trip over their shoelaces
Careful.
And have to be carried off?
Yeah, I suppose I suppose it's a little different because the little bit of acting that goes on in soccer can win you a penalty, but if you're acting on a rugby pitch, you just get slagged. So it's a bit different. No rewards for being a diver in rugby anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I come from a soccer background, and I watch some of the lads, I'm like, oh my
Seriously,
God. And then
come
you watch
on.
The rugby lads, and there's blood pouring out of their head, and you're like, yeah, you should probably get that looked at, and they go, no, I ain't got time to bleed.
They're still going.
Yeah, you'd have a few words from Paul O'Connell if you were down holding your toe or something like that.
And the rest,
you wouldn't
I'd
want
say.
To be sitting next to him. Exactly.
So, Simon, the race is taking place. It's 3rd of May in Dunleer. What I love about this is it actually says here, participants will run south towards Bray and Greystones, enjoy the beautiful coastline and the landscape of the East Coast. There's no actual static finish line, no set distance. Everyone finishes.
Keep running.
That's it. You can keep going or you can stop like me if you're not the most fit. So, basically, anyway, Simon, everybody can come down and get involved in the day and run beside you if they want.
Absolutely. It's only €20 to register. You can do so online. And, yeah, you can walk, run, jog, whatever you want. But anybody who participates is more than welcome. And, yeah, it's fingers crossed now. It should be a great event, a sunny day, and it's a beautiful route that we're going to be running on. So, yeah, it should be exciting. So hopefully more people get involved.
Excellent. Well, listen, runners of all abilities, fun runners and fanatics, young and old, join tens of thousands of other runners from 6 continents, 34 countries all around the world who will also start the race at the same time. Fair play to you, Simon. Put your name to this. It's a good charity and well done, mate. And well done on all your success, by the way, throughout this year.
Cheers, mate. Really appreciate it. Thanks a million, guys.
Thanks for taking the call. Simon Seymour, everybody.
Cheers, Simon.
Thank you.
Cheers, man.